step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Totally.
So I have a email from Marie Hebel. I think I'm saying that right. H-E-B-E-L. And she writes, I heard the story about the lady that dried off with the hand towel. I got my towels yesterday, washed them, and decided before I even used the bath towel, I was going to use the hand towel to dry off this morning. Well, I'll be damned. That thing dried me off with one swipe. I was shocked. Tomorrow morning, I will use the bath towel. Can't even imagine what that will be like. Thanks, ladies, for all y'all do. Love the show, from Marie.
That's a sweet Marie. Love it.
She's right, though, man. Those towels have that super absorbent-y technology.
Yeah, it is the absorbent-y technology. We have copyright. Well, maybe not copyrighted it, but he should. He should. Mike Lindell should. You guys, get the 50% off. Do it. Get your slippers now. Get them for Christmas. I know it's
for other people, for yourself.
You're going to be happy you did. Everybody will love you at Christmas time if you start getting them now.
For real. And how do you do that? You use code
CHECKS
at either 1-800-875-0513 or MyPillow.com, where you can get discounts on everything, but specifically 50% off sheets and slippers right now. You guys, there's so much to get into about the Met Gala, which is not normally something that we would be like, oh my God, we have to talk about the Met Gala. But did you see AOC?
I did not see her at the Met Gala. What was she
wearing? Oh my God.
Was she wearing all white?
Yes, but it gets a little bit better. All right, I'm going to share the AOC dress so you can just behold it for your own self. Look at this. Oh, crap.
Right here, right here, right here. Yeah.
Can't beat it, I can't beat it.
Megan.
Can you beat it? Look at her face.
The front.
So did you see how, like, she was all, like,
mug. She's like, I'm
so Miss Posey
like,
Pants.
I'm a superstar. Look at me. I'm a supermodel. Look at me. I'm an actress, you guys.
So she went to the Met Gala, which runs about $30,000 a person.
Right.
And wore a dress that said tax the rich.
Yeah. Isn't that priceless? I know, it's the greatest.
And it's like she doesn't even see it. You know what I mean?
Well, no, she doesn't now. She totally doesn't see it now. She is the rich. She is the rich. That's you. That's you, AOC.
She's defending all the backlash because, believe me, there's a bunch of it. And I love that even Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports is like, really? You know what I mean? Like, even he's making fun of her. And so her response was to say that it was her responsibility to attend this cultural event, seeing that it's how it's in her district and her area of New York.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't enjoy herself at all.
She looked miserable.
I'm sure she looked miserable. She was like,
I mean,
yeah, she looked totally miserable. She was there against her will. It was her responsibility. It was her job to do. It was her job, you guys. That's her job.
She was so obnoxious. Christy Addington, thank you. She says, how many of those at the gala were rich and what did they think? Well, they all say it, right? They all are like, oh yeah, tax the rich.
And they all love
her. All the taxes.
And they all love her. They're all a bunch of steaming pile of crap hypocrites is what they are.
Yeah, and then they hire their super expensive accountants to make sure that they don't pay a lot of taxes.
Right, while they rail on 2A and they have their private security. Same thing.
Right.
These people are giant hypocrites. I mean, they're unbelievable. And we're all seeing that now, right? I mean, the only people that can't see it are people on the left who adore these people, who lap it up and are like, oh yeah, more government, please. These are those people, right? The rest of us can see what's happening.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I cannot believe that everybody can't see what's happening because it's so freaking obvious.
Oh my gosh, right there in your face in a giant in a giant white dress that says tax the rich, you morons.
Peter Grunewald, thank you so much. He says, thank you for the birthday shouts to my daughter. Have a round on me in Vegas. Love having you as the first part of my day. And Tanya, Tanya says they were asking for the front, but she kept showing her ass about AOC.
Yes. Yeah,
that's right. Because she wanted everybody to see that that message that's so powerful. Really got them.
Also, look at my ass. Don't look at my ass. Look at my
right.
ass. Don't look at it. Don't objectify me. Don't objectify my ass.
I need to show you the production that it required to get Billie Eilish and her giant peach gown into the event. So the video is just the production, right? And then I'll show you a picture of the dress because hot damn, she looked really good for Billie Eilish because normally she has green hair. And so when she doesn't, it's kind of shocking. So here is what it required to get, think of all the people that this required to just get her in. Look at this.
This is so dumb. I mean, this is just the dumbest thing. Meanwhile, we've got actual like issues in the world, and these people are so self-important that this is what they're doing, right? And not only that, but like I look at all the people who are working for her to get this dress into a building, and I'm at a freaking taco place this weekend, and I had to wait a half hour for my food because nobody's working there. Like, what? You know what I mean? It's just, everything is borked now. Everything's crazy. Nothing makes sense. You know, at Walmart, there was 37 registers, two were open. And it's like, there's hundreds of people, it seemed like, waiting to get through the lines. I mean, I know there's self-checkout. I get it. But I had like 1,000 things. And I personally don't like self-checkout. I'm just
right. You shouldn't have to check yourself out.
I don't want to. You know, if I could go back to the days of somebody pumping my gas, I'd do it.
There's like a state where that's all they do still.
I think it's
Is it Oregon or something?
I thought it was Jersey. Is it Jersey?
Maybe. I forget.
I kind of feel like they don't do it anymore. I feel like.
Really?
I don't know. It's probably because they can't find people to work.
Yeah.
Staying at home. Anyways, my point is that that's all ridiculous. That's all ridiculous. And Billie Eilish, I know you like her, but I think she's...
I love her music. I really do.
But I think she's sold out now.
And
I'm completely ridiculous, you know? She's
sold
out.
Well, I'll show you the dress, but first, you have to see the J-Lo face, because she did the J-Lo face. Like, you know how she... Yeah. Look at her face.
Oh, my God. That's her now? That's her.
That's her now. And then there was a picture of her and Ben Affleck kissing with masks on. I can't. I cannot. Oh, you have to see Kim Kardashian.
Wait. Is that that's her?
That's her.
Okay. Because she thinks she's like, I'm fashionable and also COVID, so this is what's happening.
Right.
Oh my God.
Now, Kendall sort of did the normal I'm naked but not really naked look.
Right,
that's very, very popular right now.
Yeah, like the Bob Mackie, what Cher did in the 80s.
Yeah.
We're all like doing that now because Cher.
And Zoe Kravitz did a very, very similar dress too, where she was basically naked but like just chains covering the normal spot. Right. Did you know that she and Channing Tatum are together now?
I did know that.
Why did you not tell me that?
I don't know.
That's an abdication of friendship.
I feel like I know. What was I thinking? Oh my God. I've been so busy that I didn't tell you that they were dating, and they are in fact dating. And to be honest, I think in the back of my head, I thought it would last like 5 minutes. So I would not have time to tell you. They would break up and then it would be like, it's not even a thing now, but they're still dating.
Yeah, they're together. So here is the dress that Billie Eilish wore. So she was very Marilyn Monroe, sort of whatever. She's got huge boobs. I'm just going to say it.
Right. She does.
They are significant.
She does have the big girls going on.
Oh, wait. Here's the picture of Ben and... Oh, What happened?
I was going to say, that's just a big white screen.
That's not what I wanted to show you at all. What I wanted to show you was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez kissing with masks on.
God, it's so dumb. Those two are the dumbest of the dumb. Like, they should both be wearing sandwich boards that say, "We can't be alone. We can't be alone."
It's so true. Oh my God. So true. Okay, so I told you that. I told you Kim K. I told you AOC. Yes. Okay. Speaking of Bennifer, they are in your neck of the woods. They have rented a luxury apartment in Austin because he's filming something there.
Yeah, Austin's a good hour and 15 minutes away. That's where the weird people live. No offense, people in Austin. I love you, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying. Kind of weird there.
Well, I'm just saying, you might want to arrange lunch with them or something.
I don't think I want to do that. Anytime, like, we have our builder, we're getting our house built here on our property. And anytime, like, our builder, because his son lives in Austin, anytime our builder goes to visit his son, my husband's always like, "Watch out for the dirty hippies."
Right. Okay, before we get into actual news and not just celebrity nonsense, we do need to tell you about how awesome Genucel is. And the fact that right now you can still get 50% off any of their pre-curated put together packages, which are awesome. And you're going to love every single product in them. So you can choose between like the spa package, which is my favorite. You can choose the most popular products package. Any of the pre-selected put together packages are 50% or more off. Some of them are even more than that.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to get Genucel. That is what is helping. I feel like it's helping us not age as quickly as we otherwise might.
That's right. The XV cream is like butter. It's like gold. It's platinum.
Fluff butter.
It's like, right. It's fluff butter technology. It's fantastic. And then they have this jawline treatment, which is amazing. I think we're going to be like doing a video this weekend about it.
Yeah. We're going to show you the products, like hold them and apply them. And we're going to like basically make fun of all of the influencer videos that show you how to do skincare.
Probably with cocktails. We'll probably do it with cocktails.
Yes. Right. So any case, if you want to get 50% off of Genucel package, try it for yourself. You're going to love it. Just go to lovegenucel. It's GENUCEL.com/. Seriously, you guys, try it. You're going to love it. I promise. Okay, let's get to some news. So as you know, today in California, kind of a big deal, the election or the recall election is happening. It's the most recent polls are showing that Gavin Newsom has got this pretty well locked up. So that's the bad news, right? Yeah. But it's still been fun to watch. I mean, California, if Larry Elder actually won this thing, it would be, I don't even know how to process what sort of miracle that would be. It would be amazing. Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up.
But the thing is that if he doesn't, like if Larry Elder doesn't pull it off, what is wrong with the people in California? It's like, what is wrong? It's like, it's basically an abused woman. Mm. It's seriously, it's like, it's a woman that has been beaten down. And it's like, we're giving you an opportunity to leave, to get out of this. And she's like, nah, I mean, I think I'm going to stay. I think because he's really cute. He's kind of cute. He's rich. So, I mean, I guess I'm going to stay because I don't want to go with this other guy.
Yeah.
That's what's happening here. Cause he has done nothing for the state. Nothing. I'm just, okay. I mean, all right.
Well, I mean, he brought out the big guns, if you will, and both Kamala and Joe Biden now have gone out to campaign for him. Joe Biden, I'll show you some of his campaign speech where he basically tries to say that Larry Elder is a Trump clone.
Oh my God.
And then he coughs a lot and he's real sputtery and just Joe Biden-y about it. And then he gets into the yelling. You know how sometimes he gets really yelly?
But and then also gets right into the microphone and then he whispers.
Yeah. This time it was a little bit different because he gets real close. Like he knows he's about to do his whisper voice, but then he didn't whisper. It's like he remembered maybe that his handler said, it's creeping people out when you do that. Maybe right. don't do that. So, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 2 minutes long, but I'll just stop in certain places and you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay. The eyes of the nation, this is not hyperbole, the eyes of the nation are on California. Because the decision you're about to make, isn't this going to have a huge impact on California? It's going to reverberate around the nation, and quite frankly, not a joke, around the world. And here's why. All of you know that last year I got to run against the real Donald Trump. Well, this year, the leading Republican running for governor is the closest thing to a Trump clone that I've ever seen in your state.
Oh, my God. Team. Let me see if I can find these little... Yeah, there it is.
Let that happen. There's too much at stake. And here's why it's so important for y'all to vote no on a recall. First, voting no will be protecting California from Trump Republicans trying to block us from beating this pandemic. COVID-19. Gavin Newsom has had the courage to lead. Stand.
I can't. That's enough, right? Like, that's enough. Yeah, you get the gist.
I mean, it's like, yeah, because if you vote, oh my God, if you vote for Larry Elder, then what's going to happen is he's going to get in there and he's going to be like, you know what? I'm really for the pandemic. I'm really for it.
Go COVID. Go COVID.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. I mean, that's it. And you know what else we want? We want dirty air, dirty water. I mean, this is the bullshit that they peddle all the time.
Right.
I can't wait to just sit in my home and wear masks on planes for the forevermore. Like, it's woo. God, these people are lunatics.
Tanya, thank you very much. Tanya said, how dare he? He is fist. He left people behind and doesn't give a crap.
Right. He did. He totally.
I'm trying to think of what she meant by fist.
I'm not sure. But he did leave people behind.
Yes, that is absolutely true. And we'll get to Blinken. Don't you worry. In fact, why don't we just go ahead and do that right now. Oh, by the way, just before we do that, and just staying on the election in California for a second, Dave Rubin posted a video of like just the trouble that he had with his ballot. And then there was huge problems, especially in a couple different, polling places where people went to vote and were told you've already voted when they hadn't.
Here's my Chrissy Teigen face. Right. Like, we didn't see this coming. I mean, yeah. Seriously. Oh, there were problems with voting?
And shocking.
There wasn't election integrity. There wasn't election integrity. There wasn't. Is that what you're saying?
Shh. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you saying there were egularities, Ray? Don't say that. We'll get banned.
I wouldn't dare say that in a free United States of America. I wouldn't dare say that. I wouldn't dare say that. Comrade.
Okay, good.
Comrade.
So there was one moment in the Blinken hearing, the House hearing yesterday, that particularly stuck out to me. I mean, I guess the main points are that we've got only about 100 Americans left and thousands of green card holders. And, you know, we don't really know how many SIVs. It's not important. So they're there. Details.
It doesn't matter. What difference does it make?
Right.
What? Yeah, right.
So, and apparently there was a moment, is it Steve Perry? No, that's the Journey guy.
Yeah, I was going to say Steve Perry is faithfully.
Scott Perry, Representative Scott Perry, I think he's from Pennsylvania. I could be wrong about that. But in any case, he really grilled Blinken hard. And first of all said, hey, can I ask you where you are? And Blinken was like, I'm at the State Department. And he's like, oh, you mean 7 minutes away? Is because you couldn't be bothered to actually come here in person? And Blinken's response to that was to say, I didn't know you guys were in session.
Oh my God.
And so Scott Perry is like, I'm right here. We're all here.
Oh,
you
my,
idiot.
Oh my
so
God.
So ridiculous. Ridiculous. But then there was this line because he just wasn't going to answer a whole bunch of questions. And so I guess Scott Perry was like, I'm just going to go for it and ask him about Hunter Biden. And it was glorious.
Yes.
It's so great. Here we go. Let me dig in.
I just have a couple more questions for you. A little off topic here, but I think it's interesting. How long was your recent interview with the FBI and was it a deposition?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're referring to.
Are you saying that you have not had a recent interview with the FBI since becoming Secretary of State?
Look at his face.
I'm not sure what you're referring to, and I'm happy to take that up with you offline.
Did the State Department turn over documents to the FBI related to Hunter Biden, Burisma, and or the Blue State Strategies Corporation?
You'll have to
So you have no knowledge of this. You have had no... You don't. You are you saying you have not had an interview with the FBI since becoming Secretary of State?
It would not be appropriate for me to comment in a public forum on any legal proceedings that the department
I'm not asking you to comment on the legal proceedings. I'm just asking if you've been interviewed by the FBI since becoming Secretary of State.
Again, I'm not going to comment one way or another on any legal proceedings or not that may or may not have happened.
Have you sought
let me remind the gentleman that the topic of this hearing is Afghanistan.
Oh,
that's what we're.
I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman, but the secretary generally refuses to answer questions about Afghanistan. So I just figured we talk about something he should be intimately familiar with. Have you sought to alter any of your testimony from last year's Senate investigation regarding this topic?
Wasn't that glorious?
It was fantastic. And not only that, but, you know, Democrats have never been known to go off topic. Ever in these hearings.
No.
They never do that. They never go off topic. No.
No, they never ever do that.
No.
How dare you?
No. How dare you do that? How dare you do that? How dare you talk about Hunter Biden? And don't you think that when he didn't answer the question, that answered the question?
Absolutely. It just made everything look so much more sketch than it already did.
And that was a beautiful line of questioning.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
Okay, before we run out of time, we have to mention this Jordan Cheyenne thing.
Yes, we do. Yes.
So before this morning, I had never heard of Jordan Cheyenne. She is a mommy blogger, I guess is what they call them.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah. And so she apparently had a rough experience at the vet with her young son the other day. And apparently the puppy has parvo. I don't know the condition of the puppy right now, but they were very, very upset leaving the vet's office. So naturally, as a mommy blogger, you're going to want to document that whole escapade, right?
Totally.
That's what you do.
Because
that's helping.
Right.
The problem is that even though she thought she was being a good mom by not sharing the actual vet visit with her giant audience, she tried to concoct a thumbnail image out of her devastated, emotional, fragile son by creating, by telling him to act as though he was more upset than he was letting on. And what you're about to see is the most disgusting display of parenting that you're probably going to see all day. Let me just get this to the screen. This is horrifying. Here we go.
I love you guys. Come here. Come closer for the video. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Put your head right here. Come closer. Close your hand. Put your head down here. Act like you're crying. Really quick.
I am crying.
Like this.
No, Mom, I'm actually
seriously
crying. No, I know, but go like this for the video.
Oh my God.
Like this. No, go like this. Go like this.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so uncomfortable watching.
I know. I can't.
I'm like, it's so uncomfortable watching that. Right. Yeah.
So she accidentally, instead of posting the actual thumbnail image that she was trying so desperately to perfect, she posted that video. And then, you know, probably like went about her day and then came back to discover, holy crap, the world is crumbling around her because of it. Rightly so. So she has apparently then since released an apology video in which she has said that she is disgusting. She feels disgusting. She can't believe she did that to her own kid. You know, she said all the right things, that it was wrong. She has no excuses. It's just horrendous. She can't believe she did it. And that she's going to demonetize, pull all of her social media down and take a break and focus on her son's mental health, which
maybe
that's
her
the
own.
Least she can do.
Or maybe she should focus on her own too.
Yeah.
Her son obviously is the most important, but I mean, it's like, it begs the question, what else has she been faking?
Right.
What else has she been doing to her son? You know, like all, my God, I just, you know, and she's not the only one.
That's the problem.
She's not the only one that does this garbage. There's so many people out there. I once like read something where Kylie Jenner has to take like hundreds of pictures to get the right one. You know?
And that's just like a casual selfie.
Right. That's one person who does this. And she's not a mommy blogger, but so many of these young girls look up to these yahoos and think, she's a mom. She's got starring. She's pregnant again. You know, it's like, so, I mean, but this is the thing. They look up to these chicks and they see the perfection. And then they think, oh, this is who I want to be. And I want to be an influencer. That's a job now, and this is what these kids want to do. My daughter, I mean, I always tell her, I'm like, no. Like, you look at, if you ever see these weirdos out there doing this, no, you don't ever want to do that. That's not a profession, honey. No.
That was so painful to watch that poor kid.
And
then the line where he's like, when she says something like, act like you're crying, and he's like, I am crying. I mean, pay attention to the fact that I'm crying,
right?
Not like how it looks for a thumbnail image, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that she said in her apology was, listen, I've talked to him, he doesn't even know what a thumbnail is, like, he's fine. So in one instance, she's saying, I'm terrible, I'm horrible, and I'm going to focus on his mental health. But then she's minimizing how he actually feels. No,
she's saying all the right things. But in that moment, she should have been comforting her son.
Right.
And not on freaking camera. This is
so gross.
Oh, my God. It's all gross. Like everything in our society, it's all, oh, God. This is
nothing is real. You know what I mean? Like, nothing is real.
Right. And we wonder why we are in the place that we're at. You know, we wonder. It's like, oh, my God.
There's a great thing that I know you love, Kennedy, and she had a really funny panel on where she was talking this. I don't know who the guy is, but the guy was trying to say how fascist these mandates are. And Marie Harf, who I cannot stand, was part of this panel. And she tries to tell this guy, you don't even know what fascism is. And he's like, oh, really? Bring it. And it's just great.
Oh, my God.
So we can do that.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that. And then we'll do, is there a fun one
your
too?
Basic, fundamental human freedoms because he doesn't like the decision that you made. I will say this. If you believe that your basic liberties are predicated on the consumption of a product from a giant pharmaceutical company, you are a fascist. And I mean that to everyone on the panel, everyone listening at home. If you believe that someone does not deserve basic liberties unless they consume a product. No, actually, I do.
What is fascism?
Why don't you define it for me?
Yeah, what is fascism?
Define it.
No, we're not going to get into a definitional
war
here.
No, hold on. You just told me I don't know what fascism means.
Which means you do know what it is.
Excuse me.
Since I don't know what fascism is, can you tell me how Mussolini defined it? He defined it as a merger between corporation and state. These are not businesses deciding that they don't want customers in. This is the government telling businesses that they have no choice. Yeah. This is discrimination under the law. And it's interesting that these so-called progressives don't care that this is going to disproportionately affect minorities and immigrants. Oh, right. All of a sudden, that's not an issue, right? Having to show ID for voting, that's fascism, right? But this isn't a problem.
I love that. Oh, she was like, too. You don't even know.
Oh my God. That, and I'm sure she was like, tail between the legs. go over here now.
God, that horrible.
Was yeah.
Horrible.
Okay. You guys, I think we may be on Newsmax tonight. Depending
That's the
on
plan.
What, depending on what happens. Sometimes we get bumped. It happens.
Yeah. It happens.
It happens, but we're supposed to be on Newsmax tonight. And then we also have a deep dive coming out tomorrow. So watch out for that. There's going to be some deep diving happening today. It's going to happen today. And then it's going to come out tomorrow. So watch out for that. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/RADIO radio and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.